He's bringing sexy back to Vancouver, and fans are already getting pumped for his performance. Justin Timberlake is kicking off his world tour in the city following the release of his sixth studio album, Everything I Thought It Was. The album is the Grammy Award-winning artist's first studio release since 2018's Man of the Woods. Timberlake got his start on TV's Mickey Mouse Club alongside Britney Spears and rose to international acclaim as a teenager in the boy band NSYNC. He's had over 23 billion audio and video streams globally and won 4 Emmy Awards for his comical appearances on Saturday Night Live. His Forget Tomorrow World Tour begins in Vancouver at Rogers Arena on Monday, April 29. Are there still tickets left for the concert? Fans can still get tickets to see the Prince of Pop play in Vancouver. Tickets under $100 are still available for some sections. Ticket prices start at $80 with $15.20 for taxes and fees with Ticketmaster, $95.20, and climb up over $315. An order processing fee of $6 might be added to orders made online through the ticket seller. When does the concert start? The show starts on Monday, April 29 at 7:30 p.m. at Rogers Arena. What to know about Rogers Arena policies? Rogers Arena does not allow purses, backpacks, or bags larger than 14 inches by 14 by 6. You cannot check an item at the arena if it isn't permitted. Guests will be required to return their bags to their vehicles or another secure area before admittance. Rogers has also gone cashless, meaning that concession, retail stands, and hospitality will exclusively accept contactless forms of payment. Screenshots of tickets won't be accepted. All mobile tickets have a moving barcode that Rogers staff scan upon entry. If you have an issue, text 604-765-3267 with your section, row, and seat number followed by the issue at hand, and dispatch will action the message accordingly via fan experience supervisors or security, according to Rogers. How can I get to the concert? TransLink hasn't announced any additional service for the concert. People getting to the concert may find it easier to take transit to the arena than driving. The Expo Line will take concert goers directly to the arena at Stadium Chinatown Station. Upon exiting the train station, take the stadium entrance exit, located directly across from Gate 10 at Rogers Arena. For bus and customized public transportation directions to Rogers Arena, visit TransLink online. The Underground Parkade, Lot 987, at Rogers Arena is accessible via Griffiths Way and has a height clearance of 6 feet 6 inches or 2 meters. You can enter Griffiths Way from either Expo Boulevard or Pacific Boulevard. Rogers notes that Lot 987 opens to ticket holders no earlier than 15 minutes before the arena doors. Rogers says, parking is open to the public on a first-come, first-served basis, and some areas may be reserved through Ticketmaster or Rogers Arena's Ticket Center upon purchase of event tickets. Disability parking is available through reservation with fan services at 604-899-7440 or by emailing the arena at fanservices@canucks.com. Rogers also has a map showing thousands of public parking stalls within walking distance of the arena. Where is the tour headed after Vancouver? After Vancouver, Timberlake and his crew will cross the border and play a show in Seattle on Thursday, May 2, before heading to other U.S. cities including Los Angeles, Atlanta, Miami, Chicago, New York, and more. The tour will make several stops overseas in Europe in big cities including Krakow in Poland, Berlin in Germany, London in the United Kingdom, and Amsterdam in the Netherlands from July through September. Timberlake returns to Canada in the fall, stopping in Montreal on October 4 and in Toronto on October 17 and October 18 for a pair of shows at the Scotiabank Arena.